cross-party talks continuing today at Stormont. I think we should really get an update on what's happening. The journalist, Brian Rowan, will know. What is happening, Brian?
Well, this week, Stephen, is meant to be about getting to bottom lines across a range of issues and getting to decisions. You know, and we know, there has been a standoff, long standoff, on the welfare question. Peter Robinson said last Friday, after David Cameron's hurried exit from the Stormont talks, that he still wasn't sure of Sinn Féin's position. We know that finance and budgets and welfare, those issues, are being held up as the straw that could break Stormont's back in terms of the future and viability of the future viability of the institutions. So Sinn Féin has introduced a paper on welfare reform into the talks, and that paper has led to some very gloomy assessments this morning on where those talks could now head. The costing of what
Why?
Is, well, the costing of what is proposed in the paper, Stephen, I've heard it estimated this morning at something in the region of $300 million plus per year. And that against the backdrop of David Cameron and Theresa Villiers saying no more money for welfare and no big check for everything else. And I've chatted to a number of those involved and central to these talks. One source saying that the Sinn Féin paper is basically a bid for a separate welfare system. Another one of the negotiators in these talks asking how Sinn Féin rolled back from this one, that the proposal they consider to be so far off the wall. That source saying, I'm guessing it's almost rolling towards a collapse of this process now. So those very gloomy assessments being made this morning. I suppose what Republicans would argue is that they have been asked for bottom lines. They have made it clear that welfare reform is a line that they would not cross. And I think their view would be that this paper is not about bringing the whole talks to some sort of a head, but getting issues lined up properly in their terms and pointing them towards resolution. And we know, Stephen, in the last 24 hours, battles going on between Sinn Féin and the Irish government over the Irish government's position in these talks. And I think the Republican view also being that these talks, and I've mentioned this to you, Stephen, in recent interviews, these talks can't be reduced to a one-item agenda around finance and welfare, with everything else being kicked up the road.
So, Brian, if I just try to consolidate in my head what you've just told us there, so you're saying that sources are telling you that Sinn Féin's bottom line in terms of the extra cost, if you like, of a package that they would be prepared to accept would be around an estimated $300 million a year.
Someone has said $300 million. Someone has said $350 million. And they believe that the paper is basically a bid for a separate welfare system. So that is, I don't have the fine detail of the paper, Stephen, but we know that paper was introduced into the talks yesterday. I think that some people had it earlier than others had it in terms of when it was made available to them.
I think, Brian, the crucial point in my head is the $300 million or $350 million that the sources are telling you, are Sinn Féin, in your view, expecting the British government to foot that bill?
Someone has to foot it. Stephen and Sinn Féin have been making clear that they're not prepared to implement those cuts. They've, you know, Martin McGuinness has said, Gerry Adams has said, Declan Kearney has said that welfare reform is a line that they will, and welfare cuts is a line that they will not cross. So, but you heard David Cameron last week, you've heard Theresa Villiers, and they have been saying that there is no additional money for welfare. But I think the other important point, and I think this...
Well, so we're down to crunch point now, Brian.
Well, I think we're down to decision time. I think Theresa Villiers, there's a leaders' meeting, as I understand it, this morning, Stephen, then a round table of the talks. I think in terms of how things are scheduled over the next couple of days, the Secretary of State wants a round table at around 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. And I think that's when people are going to have to make decisions in all of this. But I think this point also needs to register, Stephen. If this negotiation is reduced to a negotiation around finance and welfare, with everything else left up in the air, then it's not going to fly. And, I mean, I've read in detail now the paper that the British and Irish governments left with the parties last Friday when David Cameron and Enda Kenny left the talks. And while there is while there are a lot of words, a lot of paragraphs, some 18 pages in that document, Stephen, there is little agreement on some of the key issues, particularly around the past, around disclosure, where inquests fit, around timelines, around funding, and around who would decide the themes for a report on the conflict years. So I think we are at a key moment now in the talks. We're beginning to hear what people's bottom lines are. And I think that paper from Sinn Féin on welfare, at that estimated cost of something around £300-350 million a year, that has led to a lot of head-scratching within these talks yesterday and through into this morning, Stephen.
It sounds to me, Brian, certainly from what we're hearing in terms of mood music and what you're saying this morning, it sounds to me like, well, how shall we put it, that you wouldn't be putting your house or any of your savings on those talks being successful.
Well, I've said to you, Stephen, consistently over the last number of weeks that I think the best that was possible in these talks was some progress on some issues. Across that very wide agenda of issues, I think it was a pipe dream to suggest that you could get a comprehensive deal nailed down on all of those things. Now, we're not at the final moment of these talks, and when we get to that moment, there are lots of things to be considered, including the future of the institutions and where politics sits within this place. So we've got around, we've got today, we've probably got through to tea time tomorrow for people to...
So this isn't going to run the Christmas Eve or anything? Tomorrow's it?
Well, Stephen, it could run longer if by tomorrow at tea time people see that some progress is being made. But if the bottom lines are about multi-million pounds, around £300-350 million being sought on welfare reform, there is no indication from David Cameron or from Theresa Villiers that sort of money is available. And I think also another issue that is emerging in the talks, which is an important issue, is this battle between Sinn Féin and the Irish government. And I think we might hear and learn a little bit more about that as the day progresses.
OK, Ron, thank you very much indeed. Interesting stuff, that.